I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later on Cityscape, we're going to meet two individuals in the restaurant industry named as ones to watch by Sauce Magazine back in 2009, and we'll catch up with them about what they're doing now. The National Society of Arts and Letters will hold its national drama competition in St. Louis in May. Its St. Louis chapter will hold a preliminary competition on February the 28th. Peggy Liggett and Jeanette Myers, who are co-chairing the competition committee, and they join us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And joining us on the phone from Chicago is actor Michael Lindner. He won the St. Louis competition in 1999, went on to capture first place at Nationals, and now he'll be a judge for the competition this year. Michael, welcome to Cityscape.
Thanks for having me.
Michael, I want to ask you first off, Jeanette here told me a few moments ago that you owe your career to radio, so I want to hear that story.
I do. I owe my career to radio. Actually, an ad for the competition on the classical station there in St. Louis that my father listened to. And he heard about the competition, and he urged me to compete. And winning this competition did truly have a great impact on me as an artist. And I'm forever grateful that I went.
I want to ask you more about that in just a little bit. But Peggy, set the stage for us, the National Society of Arts and Letters. What really is that organization?
That organization fosters young people in the arts, bringing them together in their field and providing opportunities for them to compete. We have some prizes that are very significant, and when they go on to the national, they have the opportunity, about $12,000.
Our local first place competition prize is $2,000. The national is $10,000 in the first place, with other significant awards in addition, which is a very significant leg up for someone who's just starting to pursue a career.
Yeah, Michael, I guess actors can always use a little money, right?
Imagine that, right?
Yeah.
No, it's true. Actors can always use a little money, especially young actors. You know, I'm always reminded, I'm always working with young actors right out of college, primarily because they are affordable at big theaters, because they're typically not union and therefore can be sort of paid whatever the producer deems fit. And I'm reminded what a struggle it can be for a young artist. And the thing that I think is really remarkable about the National Society of Arts and Letters is, you know, we hear often about not-for-profit theaters who have generous donors. Of course, we're thankful for them. That's how those theaters thrive and survive, but we don't talk much about fostering young artists, and often I think the mentality is, oh, well, if you want to be an artist, good luck, and I hope you're prepared to starve, and really that doesn't need to be the case. It's definitely a possibility to have a career as an artist, and I think it's amazing that this organization sees that there is a need to help young people along, and certainly without their help, I don't think I would be where I am today.
Right, Michael, but it's more about the money. That helps, certainly. But winning a competition like this was more than the money for you, right?
Certainly, it's a little feather in your cap, to be sure. And the other exciting thing is the ability to get together and meet with other young people, other young artists, and sort of build some connections with people who are outside your sort of local purview. So it's amazing. I've met so many people over the years, not only in the competition that I was a part of, but having judged a few and participated in other events. And it's a great network of people that you start to meet, and, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity.
A few years ago, our national winner in music theater, at 2 months after she won the competition, she was on Broadway. It's Megan Hilty. Some of you know her name. She's got quite a lot of visibility.
Well, February 9th is the date to remember, because that's the date that young artists need to apply for this. So let's talk a little about who can apply.
You must be, to compete, between 18 and 25. You cannot have passed your 26th birthday after May 28th to 30th, which is the date of the national competition. So it's essentially 18 to 25-year-olds. So we're looking at people who can show real potential that they may have a career in their chosen art field. They also, of course, have to be citizens of the United States or legal residents. And those are the two things, I think, to keep in mind. If you don't fill with those parameters, it wouldn't be a possibility.
And, Michael, you're what you call a freelance actor, which means you're not under contract. That's one of the rules to compete now anyway. But are most actors under contract, though, Michael, to begin with?
You cannot be under contract with an agent.
Right.
Like that, they can other accomplishments they may be able to talk about, but they cannot be under contract with an agent.
But, Michael, my question to you is, you said you're a freelancer. Does that mean you don't have an agent, or does that mean something else?
No, it means something else. I use the term freelance, but really, you know, the nature of being an actor, especially in the city of Chicago, and I think it's probably applicable to St. Louis for the most part as well, is I basically have a job for about 3 months, and then I'm on the market again looking for a new job. So while I have many relationships with some of the theaters here in Chicago, I'm not considered a member of that company or an employee of that company. So I do have an agent here in town, and I'm basically submitted for film, television, and stage work through that agent, and I have to pound the pavement all the time to find work. And luckily, I've been very lucky and very fortunate to work a lot.
Share some of what you've been doing recently. One of the more recent things, I think, you were in Stephen Sondheim's Roadshow at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. So maybe say something about that and what else you've been doing lately or what's ahead.
Certainly. Well, Roadshow at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater was, to my mind, was truly the biggest highlight of my career. I was a show that I love a great deal. And as a matter of fact, Stephen Sondheim and John Wideman both attended a performance, and we got to speak with them afterward, which was a thrill for me. He's been a huge inspiration for me, and really one of the reasons why I'm an actor is because of Stephen Sondheim. But I also recently performed in Mary Poppins here in Chicago, which was one of the greatest successes musicals that the city's ever seen, which was very exciting. And this fall, I was in a production of King Lear, which was very well received. And there's a great variety. I'm really fortunate to work in a great variety of fields, musicals, plays, classical theater. So I'm one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. Who knows what's next, too, right? Right around the corner. You never know.
That's right.
What should people expect at the competition? And I know there are some other rules that you have a list of playwrights, I believe, and people have to choose. And it's a fairly large list, but you do have some regulations like that.
They're expected to show the range of what they're able to do with both classical and modern repertory and also both comic and serious material. And they get 6 minutes of performance time, and that's what happens.
Michael, what do you remember about your audition?
I'll offer a little bit of advice, if I may. I often joke that the reason that I won the competition was because I was the only one that wore a suit. And they just thought I was a respectable gentleman. But there is some truth to it. I mean, there is a lot to be said for preparing well and presenting yourself as a professional, not that you necessarily need to wear a suit. But I remember really enjoying the work that my competitors did, and both at the local level and at the national level as well, and seeing the breadth of talent that was on display and feeling remarkably humbled that I had won the competition.
Michael, you were born in Edwardsville, Illinois. So pre-competition, pre-1999, what had you been doing to you know, live your dream at that point? Had you been doing some acting around town here?
You know, I had a hard time getting work in St. Louis. It was different then than it is now. There's a lot more going on in St. Louis theatrically, but I was working, doing a little bit of commercial work and TV work in St. Louis, just a little bit, and I had just graduated from Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, and I love St. Louis. I enjoyed the city a great deal, but I decided that there were just some more opportunities for me in Chicago, just by, if you want to play the numbers game. But one of my greatest loves of St. Louis was going to the Rep. The St. Louis Rep was one of our favorite places to go, and still is one of the greatest theaters in the country.
Absolutely. Peggy, Jeanette, in the few moments we have remaining, what would you like people to do? We know February 9th is the deadline to apply for the competition here in St. Louis, the local competition on February the 28th. What does a young person need to do?
A young person needs to go to our website, the National Society of Arts and Letters St. Louis chapter, and there are links there to the competition rules. There are links to the application form, and return those before the 9th of February. Mm-hmm. You can scan it to me on my email address, or you can call me and I will get the application to you.
And for more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to your website, and people can find it. And Jeanette, one important thing to remember is following the competition here in St. Louis on the 28th, we, St. Louis's, hosting the national competition.
That's right. Yes. And that will be the 28th to the 30th of May.
It's the National Society of Arts and Letters, the St. Louis Chapter Drama Competition. Deadline to enter again February 9th. Go to the website. And then the actual competition will be February 28th. That's a Saturday at the Loretto Hilton Center. And then the national competition is at the end of May. We want to thank Peggy Liggett and Jeanette Myers, who are co-chairing the competition here in St. Louis. And on the phone, we've been talking to actor Michael Lindner. And Michael, one short question for you before we go. What advice would you give a young person who wants to have this career, this great career in acting these days? What would you say to them?
Be prepared. Be prepared to stick it out. Be prepared for the good stuff, the bad stuff, and learn how to type.
Or wait tables, maybe?
We'll learn how to type. Wait tables. You're going to need some skills.
Well, Michael, continued success to you, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Sound Bites. This is St. Louis Public Radio.